I've heard some other beeps. Anybody else on the call that has some good comments for us while we wait for to take points? What's your weather been like over there in Seattle, Ray?
Cold. Cold and snowy. We're getting snow again right now.
Are you kidding?
No, and it's icy here. The highways and everything are all right. The side streets are bad. They still have ice on them, and now with this fresh snow, it's going to be really dangerous.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't be out there. Did you hear that there has been 30 deaths across the country because of the ice out there through the Midlands of our country?
I heard 36 last night.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I was just talking to one of our friends down in Ardmore, and they said that there was a bus of people down there in just north of Dallas, and something happened, and the bus went across the medium and hit a, I know it wasn't a bus, it was a van, and it hit a semi and killed like 7 or 8 people in that van.
Oh, boy.
So, boy, I tell you, this ice and snow isn't good for some people.
No.
When you live on this side of the mountain, you get used to it, but on your side of the mountain, not too many people are used to it.
No, and they don't know how to drive in until I stay home.
That's good thinking. Okay, we've heard a lot of beeps. We've got Ray Schwab on the line, and we've got Karen Eastwood. Who else have we got?
Dean.
I can't hear you. Could you say that again?
Susan from Jacksonville.
What was your first name?
Susan.
Oh, Susan. Oh, yes. Susan, are you
Hi.
Guys having, are you having that ice and snow?
We're in Florida.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you're in
but
Florida.
You know,
okay.
You know, but you know what? About a month ago, we did have some snow in Orlando.
You're kidding.
Yeah, yeah. Occasionally, I think, like, in Jacksonville, in the 80s, they had a heavy snowfall. Yeah, they had a very heavy snowfall.
Oh, that is really something.
Yeah, it gets crazy.
Well, my family talks, see, I'm from Phoenix, Arizona, and my family talks about that years ago, they had a great big snowfall there in Phoenix. Kids got out and made snowballs and had a grand time. But anyway, every once in a while, Mother Nature can play tricks on us.
Yeah, really.
And sometimes they're not too fun. Okay, did we have somebody else other than Susan on the line and Karen and Ray?
This is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Sherry in Yakima.
Yeah. And I got 9. Is that? Are we supposed to give our points?
Oh, yeah, you have 9 points.
Yeah, I got was low on my water, I realized, when I went to bed last night. So.
Well, Karen Eastwood got 9 points, I'll tell you. And what I didn't do was my journaling. But
oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I have a hard time with the journaling because I've been in the program for so long that sometimes I don't see the value of it, and I shouldn't say that out loud, should I? Because
well,
I think
it probably...
Yeah, I know when I've done it wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, but anyway.
I think it happens to us all when we've been in it a while.
I should have my mouth washed out. okay, so we've got Susan and Sherry. Anyone else want to report?
Al from L.A.
Al, have you been on before?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Oh, well, we're glad that you're on. Did you have any points?
No.
You're just listening in. Okay. We're just glad you're on here, Al.
Yeah.
Okay, anybody else?
Eunice from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Eunice. And you're from Pennsylvania. Okay, anyone else?
Good morning, Karen. It's Mary Lou.
Oh, Mary Lou. I'm so glad you're on.
And I have a 10.
Yay. Mary Lou, that means you did your journaling.
Yeah.
I just confessed that I didn't do mine yesterday.
Oh. I've got mine right out in the middle of my counter.
Oh, smart girl. You know that that is how you do it. If you're going to come in with 10, I'll give all of you a good piece of advice. A 10 is accomplished. Not only do you do all those wonderful things for your body, but that journaling, it'll get set to the wayside if you don't put your paper that you can journal on right out on your kitchen counter, so that whenever you drink your water and whenever you eat the proper things, you journal it and put it all down. You'll come in as a 10 like Mary Lou, and then we'll all cheer for you. Anyway, anyone else? Okay.
Hey, Mary Lou, how'd you get your walk in up there with all the snow?
Very carefully. I stayed off into the powdery stuff.
I can't believe you guys are having that much snow over
there. Yeah, it's snowing now, but today I probably will have to go over to the gym and walk on the treadmill. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know that I'm going to get much of my walking in, because somehow yesterday afternoon, I don't know why, but my knee started bothering me, and I thought, this is not fair. But anyway, I'll figure out something. So, do we have any questions in the group? Al, you've been on a couple of times. Do you have questions about how these people come in with their reports? Or?
Yeah, I was doing. I don't know what's up with those reports.
Okay, and you know, it really gets interesting when you hear how you can come up with these tens and all the other points. If your points are below 8, we usually don't report it. We just come on. But that's great, because, you know, being on this call is a major step forward to being able to keep yourself focused on what you're trying to accomplish with this program. But anyway, let's start out, and I'm going to ask everybody here to help us tell you, Al, how we get these points. Ray, can you tell us one of the ways to get some points?
Okay, one of the ways is to drink at least 8 ounces of Thymag water. And 8 ounces is just the minimum. What is really recommended is half your weight in ounces. So, like, I weigh 175 pounds. So 150 pounds, so I should drink about 75 ounces of water every day. So that's one point.
You divide 8 into 75, and what do you come up with?
Wait till I get my machine turned on here.
Well, it would be almost...
Yeah, drink about 9 glasses of water.
Yeah, exactly. 8 ounces. And for me, I always know, I mean, I don't follow that formula, although I know it's the correct formula, but I just figure in my mind, I've got to drink 10 glasses of water. And we'll tell you also, Al, that the reason for the water is not just because it's the Thymag water, but it's because when you're trying to get the bad stuff out of your system, you need a way to flush your body. And water is so excellent. So that's one of the ways that you can get your points. Now, let's go to Susan in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell Al another way to get points.
Okay, sleep. You know, sleep is it's the base of good health, and it's the foundation of wellness. And scientific studies have shown that better sleep can enhance quality of life and may even help you live longer. And in Nikon, we feature the latest breakthrough developments in sleep and energy science. And when you...
You have 1 minute remaining.
Wow. I promise you, Susan, you have more than 1 minute.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Go
for it. Somebody on a payphone?
Oh, I know. I'll bet you one of you guys have a cell
phone.
Okay, we had to have our laughter today. Bear with us, Al. Susan's going to continue with the explanation of sleep.
Okay. Nikon Sleep System has magnetic, far infrared technology, and ionic comfort technology, and it contains the most advanced food science technology in the industry. And I always like to say that not only does it give you good sleep benefits, but people who have been suffered from terminal cancer have died peacefully in our sleep system, which is, I think, incredible.
Yeah, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And it is a scientific fact that if you do not get the proper kind of sleep, that you will have a tendency to be overweight. So there's just a lot of good things come from our exposure to the Neken technology. Okay, Jerry, will you tell Al another way to get some points?
Yeah, we have balance. If we balance our carbs, protein, and fat, at our meals, like for a man, you get 4 blocks of protein, 4 blocks of carbs, and 4 blocks of fat. And do you understand what a block is?
No.
Okay. Each block of protein is, is 7 grams of protein.
Oh.
And so you get 28 grams of protein per meal, lunch, breakfast, and dinner. And then it's 9 grams of carbohydrates. So for a meal, you get 36 grams of carbohydrates. And for your fat, your good healthy fat, it's 4 grams of fat. So you get 12 grams total good fat at each meal. And in the lifestyle program, there's a really neat chart that Char put together. And you can pick your foods, let's say in your shake, if you have your shake for breakfast and lunch, that the shake has 20 grams of protein. So you can add some other good protein to get to up to your 28 grams. And like you could have cheese or an egg or some chicken, fish. But the amounts are on the an ounce of cheese is 1 block of protein. So you can pick and choose some good healthy choices off of the block chart to add to your protein drink. Go ahead.
That sounded pretty good.
Yeah, it's a really neat plan. And, it just takes about a week of, I remember the first week I thought, this is a little bit tough, but it just took about a week and it just made wonderful sense. And it's really the best way I've ever worked with what I eat.
Yes, and also, along with that, Al, you get to eat 5 times a day with this balance that Sherry was referring to. If you eat 5 balanced, 3 are meals and then 2 are snacks. And if you eat 5 of those, then you will get 5 points for that day in those balances. So now we're up to 7 points. And like Sherry pointed out, if you get the chart, I know what she said to you. You probably think that it sounds complicated, but it truly isn't. Once you get the chart and you experiment with it, she gave you good advice that within a week you will really notice things. So the chart, you can get it from Focus on Growth and Blue Ribbon.
Okay,
now Eunice, we're up to 7 points. Can you tell Al another way to get some points?
Wear the cordius strides.
There you go.
And walk briskly for 30 minutes a day.
Exercise, yes. And why would we wear the cardio stripes?
They help us burn calories.
Yeah.
And something goes on in the muscles, too, that helps
Isn't that incredible?
Right.
Yes, what she said is true. When you're wearing the cardio stride, it will strengthen the muscles on each side of your knees, and it will strengthen the muscles in your lower abdomen and in your lower back. Besides, help you to burn extra calories, and it just makes your exercising more efficient. And to get another point, you should be doing this for 30 minutes each day. If you can increase it, you're just going to be doing good things for your body. But anyway, anyone else want to add to what the cardio strides do for you? Okay, Mary Lou, we're up to 8 points. What's another point?
Well, I might as well mention the journal. And what you do, you journal your day, and I printed mine off of Tennyson Roof's website, libbyhurton.biz, and it's a beautiful, colorful chart, and you keep it out on your counter. It's easiest for me, and as Karen said, each time I drink my water, I mark it in the box, and you journal your sleep, you journal your meals, and the meals, one thing I'd like to go back to and explain on those meals is when we first started, I would balance like one of my shake breakfasts, and I'd write it on a little 3x5 card, and I kind of, if it tasted good, which they usually do, I did the same thing over and over and over when I was first getting started, or I had two or three choices there, and my husband could just come and make our shakes. But you journal all of your meals, and how you felt is the important thing, because if you were hungry or whatever, you can go back and you can see maybe you were a little out of balance at a previous meal or something. So that journaling is really important, and I don't know any programs where you don't journal. I used to pay to journal. On previous programs, I paid money to journal. But it's very helpful for you.
Thank you. And then the last way to get your 10 points is to be taking the nutrition. And we know that unless your body is fed correctly, that you're setting yourself up for poor health. And the whole objective of this program is to help people to enjoy good health. So, Al, do you have questions about the things that any of us have shared with you this morning?
No, not really. I guess I'm just going to get started. I've been into just water so far and vitamins.
That's a good way to get started.
Yeah, and the food system, I guess.
What is your goal with coming on to this call? Do you have any specific thing in mind?
You know what? I didn't even know why I came on. I just came on because I like hearing stories and testimonies and hearing people that are into the same thing as me.
Okay.
We can help my daughter out a lot. See, my daughter's autistic, and a week after the product, she started speaking, so.
That's
by giving it, you guys hear, you guys get all excited.
Well, and do you know that those of us who've stayed with this program and have utilized all the good things that we're learning here, it has changed our lives. We have had, Mary Lou had her grandchildren, two of them were hyperactive. Were they, Mary Lou?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
okay.
I want to use the correct terminology.
Well, they said my one grandson had ADD traits, and the school, the teacher wanted him checked out by the doctor. So.
And didn't they suggest that he go on medication?
Absolutely. And on the way home in the car, he started crying and told my son and daughter-in-law that I don't want to go on those pills because, you know, apparently they were teachers passing these pills, you know, giving prescriptions of pills to other kids in the class, and, you know, kids can be pretty mean. And he said, I don't want to go on those pills because everybody says those kids on those pills are dumb. You know, I don't want to want to go on them. And so my son called, and I called you, Karen. I called you and Clyde because you had had some great results. And I just basically moved in with them for 2 weeks, and I worked with them. But within a week after I got there, they went to a parent-teacher conference, my son and daughter-in-law, and when they came home, I mean, it just, it still brings tears to my eyes because my son walked in the door and walked right over to me and hugged me, and he said, "Mom, the teacher can't get over the change in him in just a week."
Yeah, a week, huh?
In a week, he was, there was a big difference, and, you know, we worked with balancing his food with the food chart, and I just had him pick out things that he liked, and I went to the store and bought them, and we did the best of it, you know, balancing them. He helped me, and he's that tall, thin kid, so he could have extra olives and extra almonds, you know. And that family had cut way back on fat consumption, and I kind of think that, you know, they were out of balance because of that. And, you know, your brain needs those good fats. So, and then, you know, he got a roll out every night, and he sleeps on the sleep system and wore the mag strips in the day and the chain and around his neck, and it really, really helped him. I could see a difference in just a couple days. He was one who would always put off schoolwork, and boy, he'd come home, have his balanced snack, and crack the books.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That is
awesome. I would change if you'd do that for me.
Yeah, Ray, you've been out of the office supply store a long time. I noticed you had to use the calculator with your glasses of water. You're funny.
Hey, listen, can you imagine, Al, having this kind of information, knowing how it will change, not us only, personally, but how it will change children and everyone else around? I mean, this is exciting, and Al, I don't know if you picked up on the fact that Mary Lou, she put around her grandson's neck one of the necklaces, and you might consider that for your daughter.
Yeah, look at my other daughter started stuttering, and we had bracelets on, and we combined our bracelets, and then my wife, we put it on her necklace, and the stuttering was,
wow.
I don't know, it changed, like, a lot less, like, before she was just like, ah, and now she's like,
wow.
Wow, look at your daughter, so she's like,
we are so excited for you.
Yeah, changing for my kids so far, I don't know, like, my sleeping is way better, I don't yawn no more, I don't sleep on the road anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, I had really sleep problems, and now I'm doing pretty good with that.
Wonderful, Al.
Do you know anybody with diabetes or cholesterol problems?
Just half of my family.
Okay. Oh. You will be on this call. You will learn that eating this balance and utilizing all these products, we have people that have been on this program who were severe, severe diabetics who have been able to go off all medications under doctor's care. And were declared non-diabetic. We have, what's our Friday?
Monty Deeds.
Monty, how can I forget that name? Monty will be conducting this call on Friday, and he has an incredible story about diabetes. And so, Al, don't forget to be on Friday's call. You will change.
Hello now.
Oh, good for you, because you will learn. You know, every time I come on a call, I learn something new. Yesterday when we were on the call, I just loved the way that Ruth, yesterday was Martin Luther King Day, and I loved the way she carried through on that theme and said, "I have a dream."
Okay,
right.
She was carrying through the theme of "I have a dream." And, you know, I thought of today that what you've just expressed, Al, is a dream to bring about good health for you and your immediate family. And then you've just talked about your extended family. We have a dream for you, Al, that you will be able to impact all of these people and help them to enjoy a healthy life. This is wonderful. Oh, we're happy for you.
Yeah, well, I would highly recommend you buy that, go to Blue Ribbon and order that kit from them, lifestyle kit.
Al, knowledge is power, and so many people are buying into this idea that they have to treat high cholesterol with these statin drugs that have literally life-threatening, life potentially statin drugs that have killed people. They also have debilitated people with all kinds of problems. And my husband has a horrible family history. He's got both his parents have died from diabetic and heart problems, and almost all of his seven siblings have diabetes except Jim. And he also had terribly high cholesterol. He got on this lifestyle program, and in 4.5 months, his cholesterol went from 319 down to 179, just eliminating the bad carbohydrates and processed foods, and he actually increased the fat in his diet, which, of course, people with high cholesterol think that they shouldn't eat. Well, you should eat fat. In fact, it's actually a necessary part of your diet, but you need to eat the correct fat. And Jim's cholesterol dropped way down, and it stayed down, and he already had problems with his liver from the cholesterol medicines that they had given him prior to that, and he's been able to stay off all medication. So his life expectancy compared to his siblings is markedly different, plus all the other health benefits of the rest of the technologies. But this lifestyle program is, if you know people with diabetes and cholesterol problems, you really owe it to them to share this information with them.
I do, yeah. One of my problems, they don't believe me. They just think, if there is something out, I know about it already.
Well, I'm a nurse, and I've been a nurse for 23 years when someone introduced me to NECAN, and that was my very same statement. I said, if this information was out there, I should know about it, because I was working in a teaching setting, teaching family practice resident doctors. Well, let me tell you, physicians do not know about nutrition, and nutrition is a drug. Our food is a drug, and if we use it properly, we can treat a multitude of health problems, and we can for sure these quote-unquote diseases, which really are not diseases at all, they're just our bodies not working properly. So if we use food properly, we can do wonderful things, and it's all about education, and that education is power.
Exactly.
You can bring your friends on here and let them listen to it. We have wonderful people hosting these calls, different person every day. And, here I was a nurse, and I have learned more about how the body works in my 10 years at NECAN than I did the previous 23 years as a nurse.
Wow, isn't that exciting, Al? This is a great educational process that we go through on these calls. And just being around NECAN people and all the things that we learn about how to take care of our bodies efficiently. So,
exactly.
Now, do we have other questions from anyone else listening in that would have questions answered?
I'd like to ask another question about the cholesterol.
Yes.
Because, my cholesterol is like 278, and I wouldn't go on the statin for obvious reasons. And a cholesterol ran high in my family anyway. Most of them died from heart attack and stroke. But, I never ate meat for 2 years, and then I was slightly anemic, so I started putting some meat back in. And as soon as I did that, it's just over the roof, you know. And she said I don't know your name, but you said not to, carbohydrates was one of the reasons that you have problems with the cholesterol? I mean, you mean like bread, pasta, potatoes, things like that?
Yes.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that.
You have to have a correct balance of carbs, but on the chart, it will show you the good carbs, and it will show you the bad carbs. Mm-hmm. And you have the opportunity to choose throughout the day what you're going to eat. But one of the difficult carbs is anything that's in the pasta or bread range, potatoes. Do you know that a cup of potatoes is like sitting down and eating a Snickers bar? So you need to be understanding not only the balance of these carbs, but you need to understand how to make good choices amongst all the many choices we have with carbs. And so there's a lot of things to learn on this call,
And you won't learn it all in one morning, but you will learn it as you listen in and as you experiment with the things that you learn here. See what it does to your body, because it's just incredible.
Yeah, that'll be a lucky testimony, huh?
Yes, you will be. Well, you can go on and on and on. Now,
yeah, me too.
Are there any other questions? Does anybody know? I know that they didn't cover the book, nor, let's see, the last time I know that we covered the book was last week when I was doing the call. Did we cover the book any after that? Do any of you know?
Well, I did a little bit on Thursday. So
did
don't
you? Where did you take it to?
I'm looking. I think the Zone Reverses Aging, page 125, is where I ended.
Oh, okay.
I did not do that part.
Okay. We actually know that when you're eating these balances, that and we call it eating in the zone for your information, Al.
Uh-huh.
We know that what we're doing will literally reverse the aging. And I'm going to start on page 125. And by the way, if you get this packet, Al, you
uh-huh.
receive in it this book. It's called A Week in the Zone. And so every day we read just a little bit out of it and discuss it so that everybody understands what it's getting across. And on page 125 it says, I believe that the zone diet is the single most important thing you can do to reverse aging. For this reason, it reduces all four pillars of aging simultaneously. Following the zone diet, you'll restrict your calorie intake, which will reduce the formation of tissue-damaging free radicals. At the same time, you'll also reduce excess blood glucose, because you are not consuming excess amounts of carbohydrates.
Uh-huh.
By the same token, you'll reduce excess insulin, which is triggered by excess carbohydrate consumption. Thus, you'll reduce the likelihood of excess cortisol production to maintain your blood glucose levels. Since at every meal, you'll eat adequate levels of low-fat protein, which stimulates the secretion of, I don't know how to pronounce that, glycogen, right? The hormone that restores blood glucose levels. You don't need any special adaptations to the zone diet to maximize its age-reversing benefits. Simply follow the concepts that I've outlined in the previous chapters, and you'll be taking the most important step you can take to reversing aging. Al,
yep.
I'm not going to ask you how old you are, but I will tell you that I'm 68.
I'm 32.
And you're 32. Well, I want to tell you, I'm sorry, what?
36.
Oh, 36. Oh, well, see, I was going to make you already reverse your age.
Yeah, I want to reverse my age now already, believe it or not.
Well, I want to tell you that I would never want to go back to the way I felt when I was 48 because of by utilizing the Neekin products and utilizing this lifestyle of eating, I feel better now than I ever did at 48. So, I know that this idea of reversing your aging truly does kick in and it really does help you.
Uh-huh.
And those of you who are on the call, if there's any of you who want to share with him something about your age, that's great. Otherwise, we got to end this call. We're on page 126 for anyone who's on the call tomorrow, and we're down in the middle of the page. Any of you want to add to this idea of reversing aging? Hey, I appreciate all of you being on this call. Al?
Uh-huh.
We're excited for you. We're excited because of the steps that you have taken to have an impact, first on your own immediate family, but over time, you will probably have an effect on your extended family.
Yeah, that's next. I can't wait to be able to, like, not have to ask them to buy it just to be able to give it to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool, because I'm still a full-time employee and just doing this part-time, but can't wait to go full-time.
Well, you will be able to as you move along and share this with people. You'll see what it does for their lives, and they'll share it with people.
Uh-huh.
They'll be full-time.
Yay.
Thank you all for being on the call, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.